The word Bolsheviks conjures images of Vladimir Lenin and the 1917 October Revolution that paved the way for the creation of the Soviet Union. Well, in 2005, the Bolsheviks are still around. The National Bolshevik Party attracts young revolutionaries who say it's their duty to agitate the Kremlin and engage in political pranks. In June, a Moscow court banned the party, the first time a party was banned since the collapse of the Soviet Union back in 1991. Today, the Russian Supreme Court weighed in. Peter Finn, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, joins us now by phone from his office from a hotel in Russia, where it's very late. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Happy to be with you.
And let me ask you, what did the Russian Supreme Court rule today about the Bolshevik Party?
They overturned the lower court decision. So the National Bolsheviks remain legal, although the General Prosecutor's Office, which brought the case in the first place, has said they will appeal the Supreme Court's decision, which is possible under Russian law.
How is the Russian government responding to this?
Well, the government itself hasn't said anything. This action was brought by the Prosecutor's Office,
I see. Which
claimed that the National Bolsheviks were intent on the violent overthrow of the country's constitutional order, and that they were forming in some way an armed group, all of which the National Bolsheviks deny.
Well, again, I think all of us have some at least John Reed-ish idea of who the Bolsheviks were, but who are the National Bolsheviks? Who are these guys?
Well, the National Bolsheviks are a difficult group to pin down ideologically. Historically, and it's a short history, they were formed in 1994 by a Russian writer, a Russian philosopher, and a group of figures from the Russian avant-garde. It was as much a political prank as it was a political party, and it still retains elements of that. But in their early incarnation, they had some ultra-nationalist, far-right parts of the party and parts of their ideology, particularly around one of their founding members, Alexander Dugin, who has since left. They now claim to have shed a lot of that and to have become basically a left-wing party, a kind of more radical communist party. But they retain some of the early provocative symbols that they adopted, like their flag, which basically is the Nazi flag, but remove the swastika from the white circle and put in a hammer and sickle in its place, and you've got the National Bolshevik flag. And their name, of course, National Bolshevik, is close to National Socialist.
We're talking with Kyle James, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, about Bolsheviks today in Russia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And you were talking about a leader, a man named Eduard Limonov.
Yes, another interesting figure. He's much older than most of the membership. Most of the membership are in their teens or 20s. Limonov is a 62-year-old Russian writer who was exiled from the Soviet Union in the 1970s, went to New York, where he worked as a housekeeper for a very wealthy Manhattan family. He soured on American life and moved from there to France, where he was celebrated for some of his writings, which focused on his time in New York. And then when the Soviet Union collapsed, he returned here. He continues to write. He was sentenced in 2001 to 4 years in prison for allegedly fomenting or planning to foment a coup in Kazakhstan, a neighboring country, post-Soviet country. He denies it, but in that time he wrote, I think, 7 or 8 more books. So he continues to write, he continues to lead this group of young people, and he's quite a character.
Well, Peter Finn, when you say young people, how many members do they have?
Well, they now claim 22,000 young members. About 95% of those are in their teens or 20s. If you go back about 6 or 9 months ago, they had 15,000 members, so they are growing relatively rapidly. The goal is to get to 50,000 members across Russia, which would allow them to register as an all-Russia party.
Mm-hmm.
and you need to be registered as an all-Russia party before you can contest parliamentary elections. And Limonov said today that that was his goal.
In a piece you wrote that was published in the Washington Post today, you described some of the political pranks that they engage in, which could certainly be, you know, attract a younger people, basically whipped cream in the face kind of stuff.
Yeah, they have a tactic, or had a tactic, which they used in the last parliamentary elections, which they called food terrorism, which was basically throwing eggs, tomatoes, mayonnaise, and other food substances at prominent people. They also have occupied buildings, or temporarily occupied offices within government buildings, and that has led quite a number of their activists to be brought to court and charged with offenses that could see them serve several years in prison. Mm-hmm. A number of them are already serving 2.5 to 3.5 years in prison for occupying offices in the Ministry of Health. 39 more are on trial for occupying offices in the presidential administration. But they continue with this. Today, after the Supreme Court hearing, more of them were arrested at an air show outside Moscow today when they unfurled banners calling on Putin to resign and started shouting at him that he was an executioner and other insults.
We could certainly find a cause for protest. Do they claim any ideological heritage from the Bolsheviks? And if so, given the iconography you were describing earlier, does anybody believe them?
Well, I mean, they believe in a great Russia, and you know, there are still shades of chauvinism, although they would protest that. I guess they in some way regret the loss of the greatness that the Soviet Union represented in their mind. Hence the invocation of the Bolsheviks as something to go back to, at least in that sense. But for now, their stress is that they want free and democratic elections, that the current government is centralizing power to an extent that is authoritarian, and that they are a street vanguard who can, you know, come out and protest in a way that the more established political parties cannot.
Peter Finn, thanks very much for staying up late to speak with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Peter Finn, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, and he joined us today from his hotel in Vladikavkaz in Russia. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.